Larry Roberts and Barry Wessler left ARPA to go to work at BB&M, where they initiated what became Telenet, which mm-hmm. was acquired from BB&M by GTE some time back. So, is that right? Yes, that's right. So, I mean, there's an incredible shifting around of roles and everything. Meanwhile, I'm at Stanford, and it's now late 72 or early 73. Bob Kahn is now at ARPA and begins to look at and can continue work on programs that Larry Roberts had started when he was still at ARPA, in particular packet radio, which is a mobile data communication system, based on packet switching, but it used mobile radios, ground mobile radios, and packet satellite, which again used a shared radio channel among many ground stations, all of them competing for access to a common resource on the satellite. So these two shared medium networks became the stalking horse for the design of the internet, because they functioned so differently from the ARPANET that when we asked ourselves, how do we hook them together, we had quite a challenge on our hands. The packet sizes weren't the same, the data rates were different, the addressing structures were different. And yet we wanted to assure that the military would have the ability to deploy computers anywhere it needed them and communicate uniformly across this multiplicity of different packet switch networks. Mm-hmm. That became known, at least to Bob and me, as the internet problem, because we were trying to connect nets to each other. So in 73, spring of 73, Bob Kahn came out to Stanford University to tell me about what was going on. He had a packet radio program underway at SRI and was asking himself, how do I hook these things together? And so he and I worked on that problem together during 1973. And in September, we issued a paper to the International Network Working Group. It was in document 39. That paper was briefed in September of 73 at the University of Sussex, where the INWIG had scheduled a meeting in conjunction with another 5-day conference on computer communication that the University of Sussex was sponsoring. So Bob and I presented the basic idea behind what is now called TCP, the Transmission Control Protocol, at that meeting in September of 73.